This will be the second half of Lesson 38, Aeneid Book 1, lines 496 to 502. And this is when Dido, the Queen of Carthage, enters the story. So we're going to start off with Regina. Ad templum forma pulcherrima Dido incessit. Okay, so we've got the queen to the temple in form, the most beautiful Dido proceeded. Okay, so we're going to stop, rearrange that. The queen, Dido, most beautiful in form, proceeded to the temple. Magna juvenum stipante caterva. With a large crowd of juvenum, of young people. Stipante, crowded around, packed together. Okay, so basically she's got a very large group of young people accompanying her as she's going to the temple. All right, so this next part starts with qualis. This is introducing a simile that actually goes all the way to 503. So if you were to read the Iliad, book 6, there is a very similar simile to this, which most people believe this is based off of. But this is going to be describing Dido as if she were being compared to Diana, the goddess. Okay, so we start with qualis. So just as in ribas eurotai, onto the banks of the Eurotas, out per yuga synthi, or through the mountains of the Synthus. So Mount Synthus, like your book tells you, is in Delos, the island that was the birthplace of Apollo and Diana. So of course Diana would be roaming through those mountains quite a bit because that was her birthplace. It's important to her. Exercet Diana choros. Diana trains her bands, her groups. Okay, so this would be the nymphs that follow her around. All right, quam mille secutae, hinc atque hinc glomerantur oriades. All right, so whom 1,000 oriades, having followed hinc aque hinc, here and there, glomerantur, are gathered. Okay, so they're gathered together here and here, on this side, on that side, and it's describing as, 1,000 of them. So secutai is your perfect opponent, and it's describing the oriades. So 1,000 oriades, having followed, here and here are gathered. Okay. So the quam there, the relative is going back to Diana, because that's who they have followed. Illa faretram fert umero. So illa, that one, referring back to Diana, carries fert a faretram, carries a quiver, umero, on her shoulder. Gradiensque, and stepping, walking, proceeding, deus super eminet omnes, she towers above all the goddesses. Okay, so that could be, that she's taller than. A lot of people get the impression that she kind of outshines the other goddesses. So I think it could be either, but super eminent, like she towers above all the goddesses. Latonae tacitum pertemptat gaudia pectus. All right, so the problem here is that the gaudia is the subject. So gaudium, gaudi, gladness, joy, so joys possess pertemptat, the tacitum pectum, the silent heart, the silent chest, Lytonai of Lyto. All right, so that would be Apollo and Diana's mother. So it's just kind of like, she doesn't really express it, but it's just Diana is such a superb daughter that her heart is just possessed by this joy of her daughter. Okay, so going back to 496, translating through again. All right, so the queen, Dido, most beautiful in form, proceeded to the temple with a large crowd of young people crowding around. Just as Diana, on the banks of the Eurotas or through the mountains ridge of the Cynthus, trains her groups, whom 1,000 Oreades having followed are gathered here and there. She carries a quiver on her shoulder, and proceeding, she towers above all the goddesses. Joys possess the silent heart of Leto. Right, so that's the end of that section. And when we pick up, we'll pick up with the very last part of the simile. Usually you have a qualis and then you'll have a talis. So just like, and then such is.